As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
7:45, quarter till 8. Quickly to Troy Henry, managing partner of Henry Consulting, to get his side of the controversial French Quarter trash contract. There are often two, if not more, sides to every story. And Troy, we wanted to give you every opportunity to tell yours. I understand you were on with Newell yesterday, right?
Yeah, I was. How are you, Tommy?
I'm okay. Tell me what's going on for your version of this.
Well, I mean, it's pretty straightforward. As you know, this last year we were part of a procurement process with the city of New Orleans. Our firm finished first. We were selected. Sidney Torres' firm finished third. Romelli was second. And we went to the city council to get approval. We did not get approval based upon, they used the excuse of had not reached an agreement with our subcontractor.
Hang on a second. So you respond to the, I just want to get the steps of this, Troy, because you deal with it every day. People don't. The city puts out a request for proposals. You got to do A, B, C, and D in the French Quarter to clean it up. How much can you do this for? And then you bid, and then they open the bids, and you're the low bidder, so you get the job.
No. This is not a bid. This was an RFP, a request for proposal. So it's best value. So it's not just the lowest price wins.
Okay. All right.
It's capabilities. It's approach, equipment, whole bunch of different factors. Price is one of those factors.
So who determined that you were the best vendor for this?
There was a committee of, from the sanitation department, the CAO's office, the CFO's office. There was a team of city officials that actually made that determination.
And when was that, Troy?
That was done, I think, in July.
All right, so July. And then take me to when it comes time, you go into the council trying to sign a contract?
Yeah, so there's two steps. One is we have to, first, the city gives you an award letter, which takes a little bit of time, and then we go and negotiate an agreement with the city, which took some time. You know, we have to work all through negotiating all of the business points and things of that sort. Then,
let me jump in for a second. I'm confused with how you have to negotiate an agreement when the RFP, if they selected you, wouldn't the agreement already be made? What am I missing here? I'm trying to understand.
No. A bid is everything is fixed. An RFP allows for negotiations and trade-offs. In fact, the city asked us to do a little extra on a certain area. We made trade-offs on a number of different business points. It's a typical any RFP. You're going to have some business terms negotiations. You're going to have some technical negotiations, things they want, things you want, things that are better, things that are worse.
Just trying to understand the process. So you go before the council and what happens?
So we go before the council, and at that point in time when we went before the council, we didn't have an agreement in place with our subcontract. We had a teaming agreement, but when it was time to get a subcontract, we didn't at that time have it. So the city council basically said, because you're changing your subcontract, we're not going to approve your contract. They deferred it. So as a result of that, they entered into an emergency contract, and they bid that out. That was a bid, and Torres won that bid. And so, but it was a temporary contract until our, what they said was until our parameters had been met with our subcontractor. As a result of that, Richards Disposal and I reached, and my company reached an agreement. We went back to the city council and said, we've now reached an agreement. It is time for us to begin our permanent contract and you to end the temporary contract. the city agreed, yeah, there is no more emergency. There is no more need for a temporary contract because the parties have come together. All conditions have been satisfied. Hence, Torres received a termination notice. I think it was last week, a week before last, and we're set to commence on, I think, August 1st.
So let me ask about the council and you and your subcontractor, Richards, and was there any need for the council to do that? Did you have everything in place? I'm trying to understand the process.
Yeah, we did. We actually had everything in place, and quite frankly, there were several members of the council, specifically J.P. Morrell, that were just using that as a smokescreen, because even after we got things together with my subcontract and myself, they still refused to approve our contract. So it had nothing to do with us reaching an agreement with Richard's disposal. It really had to do with J.P. Morrell and Helena Moreno's just desire for politics.
All right, let me ask you a different way.
Go ahead.
Were you ready to go when you went to the council for the funding, and were you ever given a chance to do what you said you were going to do?
No, we weren't given a chance, but we were ready.
Okay. So you're saying that, first of all, the emergency contract should never have been let because there was no emergency?
That is correct.
Okay.
Because we had a replacement contractor, because Richards and I at that point in time had not reached an agreement, we had a replacement contractor that had already been approved and accepted by the city of New Orleans. So there was no question on our full capabilities of being able to do the job. It was just politics, and it was a way of delaying things so that they could get their friends, you know, to try and steer a contract in their friends' direction.
As they said, Oliver Thomas is doing for you. We'll take a break. We'll pick it up here when we come back, talking to Troy Henry, getting the other side of the French Quarter trash thing. Somebody wants to know about you not owning equipment or whatever, or having to do a subcontractor, but that's kind of the way business works. 7:50, 10 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:55, quickly back to Troy Henry with Henry Consulting, Tommy Tucker, WWL, about the contract to pick up trash in the French Quarter. Troy, just to recap, and correct me if I say anything wrong, you're saying you answered the request for proposals, a committee chose you, you went before the council to get the deal approved and funded, am I right so far?
To get it, not necessarily funded, but to get it approved.
To get it approved.
Part of the process, yeah.
As part of the process, and they said, well, no, you can't do it because why?
Well, the first reason was because I didn't have the original subcontract in my proposal as part of the go-forward approval process. Then the second time around, they just came up with a bunch of BS excuses, quite frankly, and it was just politics, primarily J.P. Morrell and Helena Moreno.
All right, let me get to this, because our time's running out. People are texting in about you don't own any trucks, and that hang on a second. I'm going to answer. And Sidney Torres told me that he put a bunch of million into his company, whatever. You respond to that, please, Troy.
Well, first of all, I have all of the equipment. My team has all the equipment necessary to perform, period. Between what I have and what my subcontractor, Richard's Disposal, has, we have everything we need. Second of all, Sidney Torres putting money into a contract, that's his business decision. His temporary contract clearly said it wasn't necessary. He did it on his own, and now he's whining and barking because he's been terminated. And if he really put the money in that he says he did, now he can't get the return on his investment. Hence the reason why it was a temporary contract. So, I mean, it's just bad business decisions this guy is making, and now he's bellyaching about it, as far as I can tell. We won the contract, and we're going to perform the contract.
Somebody told me something, I forgot who it is, because I talked to so many people about this, about wiping down trash cans in the French Quarter and so forth. Tell me about what Torres is doing, Sidney Torres is doing, what you're going to do as it relates to the request for proposals, and if he goes above and beyond, should the city have put that in there to begin with, or does that go back to it not being a bid and it being a request for proposals and who can offer the best value?
That's a big smoke screen. First of all, there's nothing Torres is doing that isn't already stipulated in our contract.
Okay.
Second of all, Sidney Torres bid over $3 million more than anybody else bid per year on the contract. So when you talk about value, he was nowhere near representing best value solutions for the city. This is just a loser's limp, a guy trying to do a backdoor approach, then he lost the permanent contract, and now he's trying to come through the back door to get it.
So what happens from here, Troy, legally? Because if what you're telling me is accurate, it would seem like you're on some pretty firm legal ground.
Well, we have a contract. We have a contract to start August 1st, and Sidney has a termination notice for the end of July. It's just that simple. He doesn't have a legal basis. He signed a contract that says, I agree to be terminated at any point in time with 90 days notice. The city has given him over 90 days notice of his termination. He has no legal basis.
For people who live in the French Quarter and visit, et cetera, are they going to notice a difference when you take over as opposed to what Sidney Torres is doing now?
I think it'll be better.
Tell me why.
Quite frankly. I'm sorry, say it again.
Tell me why.
No, we the professionalism of our team, what Sidney has done at this point in time is just overhyped himself. What you'll see, what we've done in the DDD already, and CBD, as you saw during the Super Bowl, no hitches, immaculate downtown. That was us. That wasn't Sidney Torres. That's Henry Consulting does all of the CBD in downtown. We'll provide that level of professionalism, that level of performance, and more with brand new equipment across the board as required by the city.
So what happens from here? We got 30 seconds left.
August 1st, we start working.
All right. Thank you, Troy. I appreciate your time. And, I don't have a horse in this race. I really don't. I'm just trying to figure out what's
politics.
True and what's not. I think there is a lot of politics involved in a lot of different things.
Yeah,
when's
the last time you saw public official advertising for a contract for a company like Sidney Torres, like Billy Nungesser did, running actual TV ads?
Right.
It's corrupt.
Thank you, Troy. Appreciate it. We'll be back. WWO.